Street, Paul. A proposal to create a curriculum around cultural training for healthcare workers could soon be developed at University Nuhelatini Tayutsi Nistamayi Makanik Blue Quills, UNBQ. While the potential project is still in the proposal stage, Mayor Maureen Miller did pen a letter of support for the project and spoke briefly about it during the February 13th Town of St. Paul Council meeting. As mayor, I am aware of the negative experience that Indigenous peoples have had with healthcare services in our region and am delighted to support an initiative that will promote healthier relationships between cultures in our healthcare system, wrote Miller in a letter of support to UNBQ. During the Monday night council meeting, Miller said she has met with UNBQ President Sherry Chisan a couple of times to discuss the proposal. The mayor said she is excited about the possibilities the project could create. Chamber funding Town of St. Paul Council has decided to continue funding the St. Paul and District Chamber of Commerce at the same amount it did in 2022. The chamber has requested funding in the amount of $25,000 from each municipality for 2023. Last year, the town and the county each funded $10,000. Town of St. Paul Sow Stephen Jeffrey noted that increasing the amount set aside for the Chamber of Commerce would essentially put the town in a deficit position. While the town's interim budget was showing a bit of a surplus, that surplus is all but gone now, according to Jeffrey, due to increases in insurance premiums. The town had allowed for $10,000 in its interim budget to be given to the Chamber of Commerce. Count. Ron Boisvert recommended a smaller increase, such as $1,000 per year for 3 years, but ultimately council voted to keep funding at the $10,000 mark. Related story, Chamber of Commerce seeks increased support from St. Paul Town and County Scholarship continues. Another request for funding was brought before council on Monday night. St. Paul Education has requested the municipality continue to fund a $500 scholarship that is aimed specifically at town residents who are pursuing a post-secondary education. The town has provided this scholarship for 15-plus years with the criteria being that the student applying must be a resident of the town of St. Paul and be entering into a post-secondary program, said Jeffrey. SPERD administration has identified that this scholarship is widely applied for as it is not post-secondary specific to a course or program. It was also noted that many past applicants have been involved in town-run programs such as the St. Paul Youth Council and FCSS. Count. Norm Noel made a motion to continue providing the $500 scholarship for a 5-year commitment. Jeffrey noted the scholarship can be worked into the budget. The motion was carried. Snow removal. Jeffrey noted that there has been some public discussion online around snow removal in some areas of town, and he noted that sometimes the public is not clear on who is responsible for snow removal. Work was done to communicate with owners and development manager in a commercial area to make sure there is a clear understanding of who's responsible, said the SAO, during last Monday's meeting. He noted there have been ongoing discussions with some owners in the busy area, which is located on the east end of St. Paul. He noted it may seem to some developers that the town is responsible for some of the roads, but the town has no ownership of the north-south through roads in the area. We have had conversations previous to this one, said Miller, during Jeffrey's SAO report. Jeffrey noted that some of the fallout from past conversations is that the town should consider taking the roads over, but the state of the road, currently, would not meet, or come close, to meeting our service standards, said Jeffrey. The town, however, does have responsibility of 48th Avenue, leading toward the Wellness Center, in the same area.